com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching an hour number two of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. That's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. I said we were going to tell you a story about a young lady in government school who's been suspended for doing something that the government school officials found unacceptable. What was it, Mark?
Well, from MSNBC.com, 13-year-old Megan Coulter received 2 days of detention for two hugs. The eighth grader was punished for violating a school policy banning public displays of affection when she hugged two friends Friday. "I feel it's crazy," said Megan, who was to serve her second detention Tuesday after classes at the Miskatawa Middle School. "I was just giving them a hug goodbye for the weekend." Megan's mother, Melissa Coulter, said the embraces weren't even real hugs, just an arm around the shoulder and a light squeeze. "It's hilarious to the point of ridicule," Coulter said. Yeah, I mean, this isn't even like, you know, rub your boobs against him kind of hug. This is just a, you know, "All right, have a good weekend. Good luck." Coulter said, "I'm still dumbfounded that she's having to do this."
I don't know if there'd be much boobage to rub anyway, but nonetheless, I wouldn't have a problem
there's
with that either.
No, I
wouldn't have
here.
A problem with that either. So what if she wanted to give a guy a front-on, full-on hug? So what?
District Superintendent Sam McGowan said that he thinks the penalty is fair, and that administrators in the school east of St. Louis were following policy in the student handbook. It states displays of affection should not occur in the school campus at any time. It is in poor taste, reflects poor judgment, brings discredit to the school and to the persons involved.
Discredit? Well, what is discrediting about loving somebody or feeling warm towards another person or friendship and... what? This is just so weird to me, man. It's so cold and so inhumane.
Yeah. It's sick and weird. I mean, kids can't give each other hugs.
Do these people believe that if they allow hugging at school, that the next step is a gangbang in the cafeteria?
Yeah, they're copulating in the back in the locker rooms. We were allowed to give hugs at our school, and nobody was copulating. Well, at least not too many people were copulating at school. Okay, Coulter said she and her husband...
At least not the kids. Teacher and student, well, you know, that's another story.
It happened. Coulter said that she and her husband told their daughter to go ahead and serve her detentions because the only other option was a day of suspension for each skipped detention.
Wait a minute. I thought she was suspended.
She was it was detention. 2 days
oh,
of detention.
It was 2 days of detention, so she had to go to school and sit in a room.
Yeah. Education. Education.
That's not education.
Right, it's not education at all, sitting someone in a room,
right,
not doing anything.
Why not go with the suspension? At least then you can stay home and, you know, clean your room or something.
Oh, look, I'm not doing the parenting here. I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't take... If this happened to my child and my child happened to be at public school and I have already heard enough stories that that's not going to happen,
yeah,
I would have pulled them out over this.
Sure.
And I would have gone to the, you know, I would have gone to the paper like they did. "We don't agree with it, but I certainly don't want her to get in more trouble," said Coulter.
Mm-hmm.
The couple
obey.
Yep. The couple plan to attend the next school board meeting and ask board members to consider rewording the policy to be more specific in what is considered a display of affection. "I'm just hoping the school board will open their eyes and just realize that maybe they shouldn't be punishing us for hugs," Megan said.
Seems like a reasonable position to be taking, but again, you know, now they have to go to the school board and beg them to change the policy.
Yeah.
This is one of the
crazy.
This is one of the reasons.
They don't have to beg, and this is, you know, they're choosing to be cowed. They do not have to send their little girl to public school. Now,
no,
I understand that their money is being forcibly extracted from them and, you know, sent to these organizations, but using that money that's been extracted from other people, as far as I'm concerned, is it's immoral. I'm not calling them bad people, but I choose not to do it because I think it's wrong.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily...
It's certainly wrong for me. How's that?
Right. I don't know if it's necessarily wrong because you could see it as, okay, well, you know, the criminal gang has come and stolen money from us, And they're taking that money and they're doing various different things with it. And one of the things they're doing is they're offering this educational thing that we can send our kid to. I don't think it's a good idea simply from the perspective of you shouldn't let the government educate your kid. There's some really dangerous things. We'll talk about that here in a moment that can happen as a result of that, you know, essentially turning them into good little socialist commies. But, you know, you could view it as simply recapturing some level of value from the money that was stolen from you.
Well,
not necessarily that you're stealing money from other people. It's the government that stole the money,
not you. When I went to the hospital with my wife here, we're having a baby and all that stuff. We were offered the opportunity to get government assistance. Apparently, a great deal of people that have babies do just that. To the point that they offer it to you from the get-go. Would it have been okay for me to say, yeah, I'll take that money?
No, I think that liberty-minded people, and we are liberty-minded people, should reject as many government subsidies as possible.
As they can afford. I
think it's possible. But, I mean, you know, Mark, you're going and creating a weekly television show on the government-created channel, Cheshire TV, here in Keene, New Hampshire. It's not quite the same in that it's a user fee, so the people that are paying for that channel did choose to go ahead and subscribe to that particular Time Warner cable.
It's not force. I disagree. I just don't think
it's a difference
force.
In degrees.
It's a very small degree.
Because it is small, but it's still just a difference in degrees. For instance, if you were a Time Warner cable subscriber prior to the creation of this public access channel, and then they added in this extra fee, then you really didn't have that choice. You would then have to cancel your existing subscription and choose to go somewhere else at the cost of, you know, incurring a satellite installation and whatever.
You would have to get, if you wanted to get a satellite, you'd still have to pay that, so that doesn't, that's not the issue. And Time Warner includes all kinds of channels that I didn't pick.
I understand.
CNN, there's Fox News, there's all kinds of channels that I didn't choose to have. The simple fact that, in order to allow them to broadcast in this community, they said, well, you have to have a public access channel. I don't think that that's force.
Now, I agree with you that it's a different situation, but that was the best example I could come up with for what you were doing.
I drive on roads that are paid for by taxes,
and you pay those taxes. You wouldn't reject the idea of driving on the roads because it's something you have.
I personally reject the idea of sending my kid to public school, but I wouldn't say that anybody who does it is an evil person.
Right, and
I find it for myself,
and they're not stealing.
I find it immoral. Like that's part of the position that I come from.
It's not the entire position. It's the government that's stealing, okay? Mm-hmm. They're the ones that are doing the stealing. They're redistributing the money. It's akin to essentially, you know, a pawn shop owner
buying a stolen property.
A stolen stereo. You know, somebody comes in, sells a stereo to the pawn shop. He doesn't know necessarily where it came from. Though I guess, yeah, and I don't think many people really think too hard about the method of funding public schools and all of that. And, you know, most of the people sending their kids to government schools aren't liberty-minded people. They're just regular folk that are doing what they think they're supposed to do. That's all. They're, you know, the money's been taken. They just want to get something back. And it's not worth getting back. It's not something that they should really be going after, but that's how they feel. 1-800-259-9231.
Well, if you do send your kids to school, this is what could happen.
This is the garbage that they're going to be dealing with. This zero tolerance nonsense, whether it be zero tolerance for weapons that have gotten young kids as young as 5 or 6 years old in trouble for bringing a butter knife to spread some butter on their bread in the lunch their mom packed them, a butter knife, that's contraband now because of zero tolerance. Whether it be drugs, where a kid brings a bottle of aspirin to school or a bottle of whatever his prescription pill is, if he doesn't check it in with the office first, zero tolerance on that one. And then now there's this zero tolerance on affection. The idea that you can't hug someone that you like or give them a peck on the cheek or hold their hands. No affection is allowed to be shown in these government schools. Now, it's just one school board, but I'm sure there are a lot of similar policies across the country. I find that absolutely disgusting and absurd, and I think that what will be really interesting, now, again, the attitude of the parents is, okay, sweetie, you just need to go along with the rules and not stir up any more trouble here, which is sort of the typical response of your average sheeple, if you will. Oh, let's just get along now with the government. We don't want to stand up for the freedom to hug somebody. I think would be nice is if the school, if the kids staged like a hug-in or something.
Yeah.
Where a bunch of kids got together, maybe 20 of them, got together, just started hugging each other out in the middle of the field in the or in the cafeteria or something like that, right in front of all the government bureaucrats. What are you going to do, ban an entire classroom of students from coming to school the next day because they wanted to hug each other?
What did I try?
What is this world coming to? Would love your thoughts on this. It's Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% of the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. SACROWEDGY.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, both are for free. freetalklive.com.
Are you having trouble getting the restful night's sleep your body so desperately needs? Before you reach for addictive pills, try the Sleep Generator. It's a CD that uses scientifically engineered audio frequencies that interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to www.highspeedsleep.com. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com.
Let's go to the phones, to the phone, talk to Dave in Ohio, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave.
Hi, guys. I got a funny story to tell you about hugging.
All right, do tell.
When I was younger, a friend of mine who used to hug, and I thought I saw her, and I opened my arms, and I realized it wasn't her.
Oh, boy.
But the girl goes, give me a hug anyways.
That's nice.
Yeah?
Did you even know the girl that you were hugging,
yeah,
or was it a total stranger?
Total stranger.
See, what's wrong with giving people a hug? There's nothing wrong with hugging. Can you believe this madness? We just for people just tuning in, I don't remember where the school was, but in some school district in America, where was it?
Near St. Louis.
Any signs of affection are verboten.
That's wrong.
Yeah. What is that going to do to our kids? I mean, when they're told that showing affection is inappropriate or wrong when you're in public places. I mean, is that going to make them just colder people in general?
Yeah,
Less likely to show those emotions to others?
More likely to grow up to abuse animals and possibly kill people.
Yeah.
They say all kinds of bad things about people that don't get enough affection.
Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 at the SACL CAI toll-free line. I just think it's really sad what's happening in American government schools. But, hey, you wanted the government to educate your kids. Well, maybe you didn't, but a lot of Americans, they loved that idea. The government said to them, hey, don't you worry. We'll take care of little Johnny and little Susie. We'll educate them for you. You don't have to think and decide and choose which school they have to go to. We'll just do it all for you. You just put them on this little yellow bus in the morning and let us take care of it. And I think there's been a lot of fallout from that. A, American kids have been dumbed down. Young people in America, very good at using computers and that sort of thing. But in other areas, they just aren't what they used to be. In other areas of learning, reading, writing, arithmetic, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there's a neat story over at LouRockwell.com from Doug French called Fuzzy Math, where he talks about how those who worship the altar of political correctness and believe American public schools are doing just a dandy job of educating youth might want to consider the following. China graduated almost 200,000 engineers, 44% of the undergraduate degrees in 1999, according to the National Science Foundation, and has plans to eventually graduate 1 million engineers each year. In contrast, U.S. engineering schools turn out just 7,300 engineers in 2004, according to the president of the American Society for Engineering Education, totaling less than 5% of all bachelor's degrees awarded. He says our graduate schools are filled with foreign nationals who last year earned 58% of the engineering PhDs awarded in the United States. This country relies heavily on those grads to fill our technological needs, but more and more U.S.-trained engineers are returning home after graduation, meaning back to the foreign countries where they came from. Barr makes the case that students must excel at math and science to succeed in the engineering field. So you would think there would be a renewed focus on that third R, arithmetic. But in some New York City schools, math class has become a vehicle for leftist teachers to indoctrinate students to socialism, believe it or not. And this seems pretty unbelievable to me, but it's true. If the kids learn a little math along the way, it's likely an accident. Click on radicalmath.org and be amazed. Right away, you'll notice the organization's mission, quote, Radical Math is a resource for educators interested in integrating issues of social and economic justice into math curriculum in classes.
Oh, boy.
These folks recently held a conference attracting 400 math teachers and education professors entitled Creating Balance in an Unjust World, Math Education and Social Justice. The official program's first page started with a passage from Paulo Freire, a Brazilian Marxist educator and icon of the teaching for social justice movement. Quote, "There is no such thing as a neutral education process. Education either functions as an instrument which is used to bring about conformity, or it becomes the practice of freedom, the means by which men and women deal critically and creatively with reality and discover how to participate in the transformation of our world." Ellen Davidson from Simmons College led the first session of the conference entitled, "How Unfair Is It? Analyzing World Resource Distribution in Mathematically Rigorous Ways." The workshop promised to design lessons to, quote, "help children build stronger conceptual mathematics skills while simultaneously helping them understand social injustice." Sarah Ludwig led a workshop on teaching mathematics through an economics justice lens, and a group of Chicago public high school students took attendees through a social justice mathematics project involving racial profiling. But I really wish I could have been there for Beyond Barbie, Moving from Scale to Social Justice, facilitated by Portland State's Swampna Mkhwuya. The workshop description reads, quote, "In this hands-on session," whatever that means,
we'll
focus on how mathematizing Barbie doll in terms of proportional reasoning opens up to a deep interrogation of some vexing social and cultural issues of our global world. Besides unpacking the relationship between self-image, self-worth, and body image that result in eating disorders such as anorexia and bulimia, we'll also look at the labor issues, particularly in terms of sweatshop conditions in toy manufacturing."
God.
You got that? And you thought calculus was hard.
The people that... this seems so ridiculous, this whole idea of sweatshops. People go to work every day in sweatshops. Why? Because it beats working on the farm wherever the hell they are.
Sure.
I mean,
you can bet that discussion will be happening.
An economy doesn't just turn out to be mature where, there's all kinds of labor unions and all that other stuff. It has to get there first before you can institute your justice.
Yeah. Well, it turns out that radical math got its start with a grant from the New York City Department of Education.
Oh, good.
The principal organizer, Jonathan Osler, is a math teacher at El Puente Academy, a small social justice high school in Brooklyn. Back in 2005, he and two math teachers from other schools applied for the Department of Education's Zone Teacher Inquiry Grants Program. According to the City Journal, some of the social justice issues that math classes explore are check cashing locations ripping off poor people, H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt ripping off poor people, and foreclosure agencies ripping off poor people.
Mm-hmm.
When informed about the Creating Balance conference, the school's chancellor told Stern, "This is a private conference at which a range of views will be expressed. It seems that many of these views are hardly radical." Hardly radical? It used to be that kids would actually learn some math in high school before going off to college to be turned into communists. It probably doesn't matter whether these kids can add, subtract, and multiply. After all, social justice demands that society provide for them from cradle to grave. But has anyone warned the Chinese? So, can you believe this? I mean, this is going on right now.
I can believe it, but...
High school math classes are now being used to indoctrinate kids, young Americans, into the ways of socialism. Who would have thought? I mean, where won't it show up now? You've got it all the way from the communist redistribution of pencils and school supplies in the kindergarten classrooms, all the way up to the high school math classes now. If that's not enough reason to pull your kids out of government school, I don't know what else to tell you. One way, it's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
SpyBill.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Hidden security cameras, night vision cameras, and covert voice and phone recorders. No one will know what you're up to, but you'll always know what they're up to. SpyBill.com also has cool spy gear like spy sunglasses so you can see behind you, and night vision scopes so you can see in the dark. Use our live GPS trackers to keep track of your teenager's vehicle. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the amazing handheld spy finder, and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. SpyBill.com carries a selection of complete camera systems to protect your home and business, as well as a line of personal protection devices. Keep your property hidden from prying eyes using SpyBill.com's hidden safes made from everyday household items, even an underwear safe. Don't believe me? Check it out for yourself online at SpyBill.com or call 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Visit SpyBill.com today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. Over 300,000 posts, lots to talk about, serious issues, fun stuff, all for free, and all at freetalklive.com.
Your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. Does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. Savvy Rest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com.
800-259-9231. From schools to cops. LouRockwell.com's blog, Manuel Laura, one of our listeners, actually, reporting on a little taser roundup. Since the cops really kind of taser happy these days, give you a couple stories here. Police have apparently tasered an 82-year-old woman at this point,
oh God,
Lillian Fletcher, when performing a well-being check at her home. The police broke into her home without a warrant, of course, and she grabbed a hammer. You know, you might want to defend yourself from thugs breaking into your home, maybe if you're old and the lights are out. I don't know what the situation was, but The woman was attempting to defend herself, apparently. The cops then served and protected her by applying a good flow of electrons for her own good. Sun-Times article says that after the tasering, Fletcher, who suffers from dementia and schizophrenia, was hospitalized for 5 days. May have to undergo surgery for fluid on the brain. The next story via The Agitator apparently tells us of a story of cops tasering a man sleeping in his own home. Earlier this year in North Braddock, Pennsylvania, resident Sean Hicks came back from a night out and plopped down on his own couch in his own home. Unfortunately, he failed to deactivate the silent alarm on his home security system. According to Hicks, two police officers responded to the alarm, entered his home, and woke him with a taser blast between the shoulder blades.
Oh, good Lord.
When Hicks tried to explain that the whole thing was a misunderstanding and that the officers were in his own home, they tasered him again. They next checked his wallet and ID, which confirmed his name and address. Then they tasered him again.
Sorry.
I hope you're laughing at the absurdity of it all.
I am laughing at the absurdity of it
all. This is sick. The police then removed the taser pellets from Hicks's bloody back, refused to get him medical treatment, and arrested him for being belligerent. Can you imagine?
Dear God.
Maybe you'd be a little belligerent if the cops busted into your home and then tasered you 3 times while you were sleeping on your own couch.
Especially at one time after they checked your license and saw your address.
They apparently then threw him into a holding cell until about 5 a.m. the next morning when they released him without filing any charges.
Oh, really? I wonder why.
And you know what happened next. The police department suspended the officers who tasered Hicks without pay while they conducted a thorough investigation. They then had them arrested for assaulting Hicks with their tasers, falsely arresting him, and violating his civil rights. The two officers were fired from the police force, then charged, convicted, and given lengthy prison terms.
No.
Just kidding! They were cleared of any wrongdoing.
Of course they were.
Welcome to the police state of America.
You know, I kind of see their side on this one a little bit. You know, the guy's alarm. Mm-hmm. A little bit. You know, the guy's alarm was going off. They were called legitimately. Right. If he didn't want the cops to come to his house, he shouldn't have had an alarm that called them.
I understand. It's never a good idea. I mean, story after story, it turns out that it's usually a bad idea to call the cops. If you've got a situation with a neighbor or something's going on, try to handle it on your own first in as many different ways as you can before bringing the cops, because they'll do something stupid.
Right. And it is stupid to think that that the likely thing going on when a burglar alarm is set off, that in fact a burglar is in the house. Usually when burglar alarms are set off, you're talking about, you know, something just like this, a person who wasn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And to wake this guy up with a taser blast.
Right. Sleeping on his couch.
Right. The chances of finding a burglar are slim. The chances of finding that burglar sleeping on the couch are even more slim. Now,
it could happen.
It certainly, we've seen stories like that.
There have been stories where burglars will, like, get high in the person's house and then pass out or something like that.
But I don't think that the first thing that they should do is zap him.
Well, now, we don't know their side of the story was. They could have been yelling at him to wake up, and maybe he was, like, sleeping on his stomach, so they were worried.
I get the impression that if he's falling asleep on his couch, like, maybe, and he missed turning off his burglar alarm.
Probably drunk.
Came home drunk.
Yeah.
But
I think they were a little quick on the trigger there in that case. And especially the second and third times. And then they arrested him for getting upset about it. I mean, please. These people are out of control.
Locked him up. I don't know if they arrested him. I mean,
that's a good point. If you arrest somebody, well, now wait a minute, Mark. I mean, if you are taking somebody, putting them into handcuffs, are they not under arrest essentially?
They should be from a legal standpoint, but really they do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah, I mean, where do the charges come in? They say that they released the guy without filing any charges. So at what point after the arrest do they file the charges? Because there are plenty of times where cops will arrest people. We've seen video footage of it. Where the cops will arrest people and say, you know, well, we don't really know what we're arresting you for yet, but we'll figure it out. So the charges can obviously come later, right?
Yep.
Oh, boy, if you've got a story you want to share with us about police malfeasance, 800-259-9231, there certainly is no shortage of them. Whether it be drug war corruption or itchy trigger fingers, these cops are out of control. Let's go to the phones, talk to Jeremiah in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremiah.
Howdy do.
Hey, what's on your mind?
It's a good thing that guy didn't have a firearm, right?
Yeah, they would have killed him.
Who knows what would have happened.
Or he might have taken someone out. It's a good thing. Anyway, Yeah, don't have firearms.
And don't call the cops.
Right, yeah, don't call the cops. Right, and you get in bigger trouble, don't you?
You sure do. What's on your mind tonight?
I was listening to I listen to talk radio strictly, and a late program, a guy called in one night and had some information about a car he had seen in Europe, and I can't recall the name of it. It fits four adults. It goes over 100 miles an hour. It costs $15,000, and it gets 157 miles per gallon and
wow.
runs on diesel. And he had asked, why is that vehicle not here in the United States? And the host of the show said, well, you know, there's oil lobbyists here, and we have a government, and that's why it's not here. And do you know anything about this vehicle?
I don't, but there certainly have been plenty of stories over time about, you know, new energy sources and revolutionary designs in the automotive world. So it's hard for me to comment.
The closest thing I've ever heard to it is the old VW diesel that was out there, and that got something like 50 miles to the gallon. You could put four people in them, but they wouldn't be very big people.
So, I don't know. That would be I think that would be a better question for, like, a car show on the weekend
yeah,
or something
I just don't
like
know.
That. Because we're just not automotive experts in that way. But there are some interesting, you know, developments in the world of fueling cars out there. I saw a story on the news online. It was a YouTube of it. They were reporting on some inventor who really seemed to have figured out a way to power things with water. I mean, it was a pretty amazing story. So, I think that, you know, the government is obviously standing in the way to some extent of allowing the marketplace to operate as far as energy sources are concerned and discovering new energy sources and promoting that. But if we can get the government out of the way, then I think all of these developments would happen a lot sooner. Of course, that's not going to happen anytime soon unless Ron Paul
right.
gets elected, which we're working on that.
There's also a movie that I just recently heard about that I haven't seen yet. It's called Who Killed the Electric Car? And anybody that's listening is interested in that. Apparently there was an electric car that was available at one time and actually was out there, and they pulled it back and took the car back and put it out of commission because it was too efficient and darn near maintenance-free.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those conspiracy conspiracy movies, and we've certainly had those calls before about the inventor who comes up with the solution to running a car off of water or electricity, and then all of a sudden, you know, men in black suits show up and they offer him a bunch of cash or they threaten to kill him if he doesn't take the money or whatever. And
right.
you know, there's all kinds of stories out there like
mysteriously.
That. And a lot of them are, you know, urban legends are sort of passed down, and usually hear it from somebody who claims to know one of the people, but you can never actually really verify it. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Private fire protection. Some people believe it's impossible. It can't happen. We need government around to protect us, our houses, from burning to the ground. But, Mark, you've got a story that might just counteract that popular opinion.
Yeah, I think we all know better.
Here in moments, this is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activated that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, then you should become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as have done a number of our listeners. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get signed up, get more information about the program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is simple. It's that you send in $3 a month. We take that money in and promote the show. We get on more radio stations across the country and thereby spread the message of liberty and freedom as far, as wide, and as fast as possible. And you get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only chat room forum, and more. All the details at amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com. And do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top-quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks and no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start from just $22 a month. Go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com. As we go to the phones to talk to George in Alberta, you're on Free Talk Live. George?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, great. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I just thought I'd call and tell you a little story about what happens when cops finally do get caught.
Okay.
Here in Canada, you got to understand first that we've got three levels of policing everywhere, right? We have the municipal police, the provincial police, and then we have the federal police, right? The Royal Canadian Mounted Police.
Got it.
Now, when I was a kid in South Shore, Montreal, a little town called Chambly, 300,000 people, eh? It was common knowledge amongst all the kids that the cops were crooked. Things, you know how kids are, eh? Selling little dime bags of pot here and there. They get busted, and next thing you know, they're back out on the street, and they still got their pot.
Hmm,
and we used
really?
To know that the cops would bust you, take your pot, and sell it back to you, eh?
That
and this went
sense.
On for years and years and years. And you talk to your parents, you talk to the school principals, and they go, oh, no, no, come on. The police, they're here to serve and protect, eh?
Yeah,
sure. Good story. And when you're young and stupid, you know, like a child, you believe that stuff, eh?
Right.
Eventually, enough people got tired that they got the provincial police involved, and they started investigating the municipal police.
Mm-hmm.
And make a long story short, the provincial police were crooked, too. And they finally called in the federal police, and they had a huge investigation, fired the entire police force. Since
wow.
I was a kid, 17 years old, they'd been on the take. It was common knowledge. It took 30 years before something finally got done. And they got busted, and they all did a little bit of time. But, you know, if you got busted with a joint down the street, you did 7 years right now, no questions asked. Eh?
Mm.
The cops are crooked around the board, everywhere. And you still talk to people and go, oh, you know, you got to be careful with cops. They go, oh, no, no, come on, they're here to serve and protect, and they'll taser you while you're sleeping.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, even if they did catch some of them, it just means that there's new roles to be filled and new people to be corrupted. It's
well, you see, that's the thing. The corruption, it seems, when I was a kid, it used to be that you were believing that people were honest until they did something that made them dishonest. You trusted people till they gave you a reason to distrust them.
Right.
Now, in order to survive, you've got to distrust everybody, and people have to really work hard to earn trust, eh? Because
yeah.
the people were here to serve and protect. They're not here to serve and protect. There are people like you and me, they just happen to have big guns and small penises, and they take it out on us.
You know what? You're right. Except, well, there's only one thing you're wrong about. They are here to serve and protect, but they're here to serve and protect themselves and the system. See, they're not interested in protecting you. They're interested
oh,
in protecting the
not.
State.
And if you look at the U.S. Supreme Court, 4.5, 5 years ago, there was a big case that went up. Someone, I forget who it was, one of the states sued the federal government over the entire concept of police are here to serve and protect.
Mm.
And the U.S. Supreme Court said, no, police have absolutely no duty to serve and protect. They're here simply to enforce the law. And that's a ruling in your U.S., eh? And it trickled down here to Canada. And they made the same ruling a few years ago. Police do not have a duty to serve and protect you.
That's
they have
correct.
A duty to fight crime and enforce the law.
They
now, to serve and protect, it used to be when we were kids, if you got in trouble, you call the cops. You call the cops now, you get in trouble no matter what.
Right. They want to arrest somebody. If you get if the
yep.
cop gets called to your house, they want to come back with somebody in handcuffs.
Absolutely.
It's
because
a sickness.
If they don't, they're pussies, eh?
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. He's absolutely right. They are not here for your benefit. They're here for their benefit. They're here for the benefit and protection of the state, of whatever state you're in, of the government that you are subjected to. They are the enforcers. They're not your protectors. I wish it were different. I wish we had peace officers who actually cared about liberty and freedom and, you know, understood those concepts and got the Constitution. But no, none of those things are required to become a police officer. All you have to do is be able to follow orders without question. And I'm not saying that all cops are bad. I know there's some good cops out there. But the fact is the system is bad.
In a lot of ways, the good cops are weeded out. And they're,
yes.
In a lot of cases, cops are good in spite of their leadership, not because of it.
It's true. So, again, this is all going on, and he's right. They're corrupt at all levels. In fact, I was just looking at a story over the break from ABC News. A federal grand jury has voted to indict former New York City Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik on charges stemming from the acceptance of free rent and apartment renovations, tax evasion, and lying on his application for the job as head of Department of Homeland Security, say two federal sources. The article goes on for pages to enumerate this man's malfeasance. He's been called America's cop. This is one of the top cops in America who's now been indicted on federal corruption charges.
Mm.
So it's just all across the board. And, you know, what's interesting is that we talk about market solutions, or I talk about market solutions as an option, something that we should seriously look at to replace government police, to have some sort of market-based setup where there's actually some level of competition for protection services instead of this monopolistic organization known as government cops. And people get very, very frightened by that idea. Oh, no.
People like me.
No, we need government cops. They keep us safe. But the fact is, they don't. And they don't have an obligation to do so. And George is absolutely right. The Supreme Court has come out with that decision over and over again. It wasn't just one decision. They've reinforced that several times and made it very clear that the cops don't have an obligation to protect you. So that's just all a fantasy and a smokescreen and essentially nothing more than a public relations marketing concept. The fact is, if you don't like their service, if you don't like what they're doing, if you don't like the way your police are behaving in your area, tough! There's nothing you can do about it. Oh, sure, you can elect a new sheriff who, of course, will promise to clean up the department. Just elect me. Trust me, I've got 10 years of experience on the force, or 25 years of experience. I'll be your new sheriff. Nothing ever changes. Nothing fundamental actually ever really changes. Sure, one or two cops will go to jail from time to time because they just, you know, got caught on video beating somebody or audio tape or whatever. You know, they got caught to the point where the cops couldn't possibly defend them. So there are a couple of cops that are occasionally sacrificed to make it look like something's actually changing, but nothing ever changes. The cops continue to go on enforcing bad laws, continuing to ruin people's lives that don't deserve it, like the guy they tasered for laying or for sleeping on his own couch, or the 82-year-old woman who was tasered, or the 90-year-old woman in Atlanta that was shot to death. I mean, we can just go on and on and on. There are plenty of reasons for people to be upset and angry about the police, but there's no market-based mechanism for them to do anything about it. Whereas if we actually had market protection services and protection agencies, any protection agency that was outed as having some sort of level of corruption, of course, they'd all have to be getting their money on a voluntary basis in the first place, so the level of corruption would be limited right off the bat, because they wouldn't be guaranteed the paychecks and guaranteed the government budgets. They'd have to actually earn the money that they were getting in. But even if it turned out that some of their employees were scummy or, you know, dirty in some way, then if that company didn't make a change to immediately get rid of those employees, instead of this sort of dog and pony show of, oh, we're investigating them, and then, you know, a month later they come back and say, they didn't do anything wrong. You know, instead of all that, they'd actually have to make a change. If they didn't, their customers would go somewhere else. That's what policing needs, is it needs some level of accountability and competition that it just doesn't have.
Well, you know, I'm sure that private police departments or private security companies would come with their own set of problems that we currently don't have to deal with because we have government police. But I would say to you that...
Like what?
Like what?
What problems?
It's difficult for me to say. What if there were some disputes between you and I? I had a security force, you had a security force, we have to, for some reason or another, they have to clash.
Arbitration.
Yeah, what if they don't arbitrate? What if they shoot each other instead?
Well, that would be costly and it would be silly. It's economically feasible to do that sort of thing.
How are they held to this arbitration?
Well, they have agreements in the same way that
I don't really want to talk about free market solutions. Yeah. I want to talk about solutions for police. And one of the problems with police are, it's the money. It's all about the money. And the money comes into play because of vice crimes, drugs, prostitution, and guns or whatever, gambling, those kind of things. If the cops aren't enforcing these things, which as far as I'm concerned, they have no business enforcing vice crimes at all. If they weren't enforcing those, the money wouldn't be involved, and you wouldn't see the level of corruption that you currently
do. I agree with you, but Bernard Kerik wasn't brought up on drug-related charges. The money that he was accepting was like perks for being, a good cop or whatever. I don't know what the reasons were that he got him, but he got all kinds of perks and things he wasn't supposed to get and did all sorts of things that were illegal for him to do, but he did anyway, because he's a cop and he can. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
The disciples have...